Despite the economic impact of the pandemic, 2021 has proven to be a pretty rewarding year, with equity markets generating double-digit returns and many world earnings even surpassing pre-pandemic highs. According to Old Mutual Wealth's Isaac Oerdendaal, investment returns from a typical South African balanced fund have increased since the start of the pandemic, and he joins us now with more insight on that. Thanks so much, Isaac, for your time this evening. So let's get straight into the conversation. Here, like I say, 2021 returns have been fantastic, and that despite the extreme doubt, that despite the extreme uncertainty that's overshadowed things with risks lurking around each corner. What are you making of current valuations, though? I mean, are things starting to look a bit too far stretched in your books, given the context? I mean, are we looking at markets that have been fueled by irrational exuberance?
Well, I think for the most part, no. I think there certainly are corners of the market where, and if we look globally, you know, there are corners of the market where things are expensive, particularly in the U.S., particularly in those big technology companies, those big growth companies. Investors have just been prepared to pay a lot for earnings. So those sectors are looking expensive, and there are parts of the market where there is definitely irrational exuberance. If you think about some of the behavior in cryptocurrencies and meme stocks and so on. But then if you scan a bit more broadly and you look at European equity valuations, those are hardly demanding on a forward basis. You look at emerging markets, look at China, have actually had a pretty poor year, and equity markets in those regions looking pretty cheap. And then if you come back to South Africa and you mentioned the typical balanced fund, which would have a heavy weighting to South African equities, and the local market is not expensive at all. Despite having had a big performance during the course of the year, local equity market is not expensive. Yeah. In fact, it looks pretty cheap compared to the rest of the world. Then you look at South African bonds, where yields are very attractive relative to what you can find anywhere else in the world. We know there are big fiscal risks that reflect in those high yields, but they are attractive nonetheless. You can say the same about South African property. It's not expensive despite having rallied very strongly during the course of the year. So I think even on a forward-looking basis, you have to say that the return outlook based on those valuations is pretty good for a typical balanced portfolio in South Africa. But I must caution that investors shouldn't expect every year to give them 20%. That's not how it works. You have these very fantastic years.
Yeah.
And you just have to be invested to benefit from them.
Before we flash forward and look at some of the opportunity, as you've highlighted, that presents itself on home ground, Isaac, investment returns from a typical South African balanced fund have increased since the start of the pandemic. We know this. Just spell out for our viewers the extent to which we have seen that rise come through, and then local versus some of that offshore rise.
Yeah, the local returns have been pretty good, and they have propelled, as I said, the kind of return from balanced portfolio forward quite nicely. I mean, we went through a long stretch in South Africa where returns were pretty pedestrian locally, whereas global returns were fantastic. I think in the last year or so, basically since the pandemic started, the local returns have actually caught up as well, and a big part of that is obviously been from the mining sector, and that's sort of unexpected burst in commodity prices that really helped. But even if you look beyond the mining sector and you look specifically this year, and you look at how, the banks have performed and some of the SAE stuff, pricing in a recovery in South Africa, though, in fact, it starts, has been much better than we would have expected, let's say, 12, 18 months ago.
Yeah.
So it's not an artificial recovery. I think it is a recovery based on an improvement in fundamentals.
I ask you that question, Isaac, and it's important that you highlight the fundamental picture as well, right? Because one wants to get a sense of how that metric, is influencing capital flows right now.
Yeah, look, I mean, capital flow into South Africa, into the emerging market in general, is not fantastic. But I think investors kind of overemphasize the role of sort of inflows, outflows on asset prices. Ultimately, for every buyer, there's a seller and vice versa. So flows matter, but they don't always matter as much as you think. What matters much more is just the perception of value. You know, what does the market think something is worth? And that has increased over the last year or so because I think, as I said, underlying, the fundamentals are getting better. If you just look at the underlying earnings growth on the JSE, it is actually now, the level of earnings is actually at a record. Even though GDP is not at a record, the level of earnings is at a record, which is maybe just another reminder that the JSE and the SA equity market is not, doesn't correlate 100% with the SA economy.
Yeah. So that being said, heading into 2022, Isaac, where are you seeing opportunity?
Look, as I said, I think you just have to look at the valuations, and I think SA equity is still decently valued, certainly compared to some of the other markets. And I think some African bonds are properly or cheaply valued. I mean, we know that you can't turn a valuation into a one-year forecast. That's not how it works. So there's no guarantee that just because the market is cheap, it's going to do well over the next 12 months. I think you need to take longer term view and say that the SA market is still decently valued, and therefore you should expect decent returns over the next couple of years. And similarly, if you look at the American market, as I said, it was quite expensive, but it doesn't mean that you can't still get a good return next year. It just means on a longer term basis, you should not expect the same kind of returns that you've enjoyed over the last 10 years, just because your starting point is so much more elevated.
Yeah. Well, let's leave it there, Isaac. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Isaac Odendahl is investment strategist at Old Mutual Wealth.